Let's start it off right.
Let's start it off the way we usually start it off. First of all, let me welcome y'all back. And if this is your first time, hey. So let me say that if anything that I say from my mouth hits your ears, goes into your consciousness, breaks within your psyche, resonates with you, stays with you, keep it. If it does not, put it in the nearest can you can find. And you know, let's thank the creator for allowing us to be in this space where I can do that. Hopefully for a lot of you. Today I'm gonna be cooking up self-mastery. Self-mastery is this might be a part two topic, honestly. This might be something that I gotta break down and break all the way down, or break halfway down and then break the other half down, because it's multiple levels to self-mastery. When you talk about micro, macro, you gotta understand that you can never not be mastering self in a way, because the universe is a reflection of self, like self is a reflection of the universe. You know that your blood, I mean, science will tell you that, Western science at that will tell you that your blood, you know, is made up of the same things that the stars is made up of, and your plasma is pure light, you know, just like the sun. So, micro macro. So you can master self through learning about the universe. You just gotta understand what aspects of self match the universe. Like, you know, because you got legs, arms, head, chest, heart, whatever. These things are represented by things in the universe that work, you know, the same or similar ways. You gotta understand, like, which part of yourself, not even physically, but, you know, even mentally, which, or spiritually, which part of yourself is represented by those parts of the universe. If you could, like, sync that up, you can master self through mastering, you know, universal energies. Like, for instance, you know, when you talk about the, how do you say this word? You know, the sulfur, I'm not even going to try to say it, but things like the Fibonacci sequence, and things like, you know, when you look at the piano, how, like, all those energies line up, like how you could match a piano key and then the mid keys to every actual chakra point that you would have, like in the 13 point chakra system, or even in the 7, if you want to break it down, or how it's, you know, 7 levels, 7 chakras, 7 colors in a visible light spectrum. You know, all these things sync perfectly. You know, when you're talking about, oh, a 33rd degree Mason, and then you understand that Jesus died at 33, you know, because he was supposed to have been, he didn't, when you break it down, it's not that he died at 33. Is that he renewed at 33, or entered a new age at 33, because he went on to the next level. Because once you in the 33rd degree, you know, you had 33 vertebrae in your spine. Once your kundalini rise up to the 33rd, that's the full potential that you could actually reach on earth. And so he transitioned because he graduated. He entered a new, but every birth is a death, so he had to die to be born. So now he's reborn in a space where he's not in the physical. He's earned his way past that point. So that's what I'm saying. When you through his, you know, earthly deeds, his whatever works, his energy, his vibration was just super high. So when you understand that the universe is you, if you're mastering things like universal laws or universal principles, these are things that govern the universe. So you know you have that version of those things with you too, like naturally. And like I said, all you have to do is sync it up. So you can look at even like the people around you. It don't even have to be that deep. The people around you can help you master self. You know why? Because that's all they're there for anyway. It's like when you injure yourself, you use a crutch. Your friends usually are a crutch. Like they're usually some side of you that's not fully developed. Or, you know, like you could be like, yo, you know, I see this a lot with women. It'd be like, I'm the cool, calm one. My girl is like the turn up one. She the one that get crazy. She the one that cuss people out. She the one that defend us in battle. She's the one that's, you know, just on go. Okay. So when you need somebody of that energy, you call her and be like, hey, I want to turn up tonight. I want to just go out and be wild. And she's going to say, okay. Or you'd be like, yo, I'm into something. I need you to come defend me. That person is going to say, okay. But it's not supposed to be like that forever. So you're supposed to be in stuff to be of stuff. Like, you're supposed to develop some of those traits of that person. They that close to you because you're supposed to soak up that energy. So that one day you can just protect yourself. One day you could just learn how to turn up by yourself and get off the crutches that is your friends. That's why it's never really, it's not bad when people move past each other. Because when you move past each other, you already like sharpened each other. Like if you, what I'm saying is if I reflect you and you reflect me, let's think of like a chef, right? Let's think of a chef so we can say literally the sharpening analogy. So when a chef got two knives, let's say the chef got two knives, but like he done sharpened them to the point where like they are the same sharp. They the same amount of deadly blade. Like they pierce the same. It's like, if he got to go do something, if he got like an engagement, let's say like a personal chef, he's only going to bring one of those knives because now they don't like, they the same now. So why bring both of them? They're going to end up being separated because they done mirrored each other's energy. You get what I'm saying? So in most cases, it's never really bad to move past people as long as you use them for what they supposed to be used for while they're there. Long as they're your crutch right there, you know, like, man, I'm emotionally dependent. Not me, but somebody like would be like, I'm emotionally dependent. I'm the type of person that gotta call all my friends when I'm going through a problem. Okay, that's cool. But if you like that for the rest of your life, you're not mastering self. So one day you gotta wake up and be like, I'm going to call myself. I'm going to just let that breathe real fast because I'm serious when I say that. Like, it sounds funny, but I'm going to call self and I'm going to talk this problem through with self. And it's going to have the same effect as when I talked to them because they was my crutches. They was there when I needed them to be. But now that I'm, you know, I got my legs, my shit ain't broke. I'm not hurting. I'm back. I can use my own two legs to walk through this situation. I can use my own power to get through. I don't have to use their power anymore. You get what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's just like, I know a lot of families, like, they like to move out. They like for like American families, they like they children to just get out when they're 18. In a lot of other countries, the whole idea is to just build a community and stay within the whole, like have everybody in one place. The grandchildren, the granddads, the everybody, great grands, it's all on. Let's keep making the land bigger and just getting more and more people and putting them on. Neither one of those concepts of people are right. I mean, neither one of them is wrong, right? So, one, you get to stay within the community and you get to sharpen self through that. Like, you get to be around, you know, close reflections of you because y'all share the same blood. You get to see people that look like you. Get to see people that, you know, probably vibrate on the level you vibe a lot, and they in close quarters, and it's a community. So that's dope, because everybody is reflecting self, and it's a lot of them. And so that's dope. But when you kick somebody to the curb and they forced to go get it on their own, that's also a sharpening tool for self, because now you get to look directly at self. All you have is the mirror, and you get to look in that mirror and you get to say, yo, fight or flight. I'm about to learn myself. I'm about to hit the streets. I'm about to hit the ground running, and I'm about to either come out on top, or if I don't, I know I'm the type of person that ain't going to come out on top by themselves. But either way, it's self-mastery. So self-mastery only break down to awareness. It's not situational, because self-mastery is not situational because there's no place you can be where you don't have an opportunity to master self. Because all is a reflection of the one, and one is a reflection of all. It's all the same thing. You can learn self from driving your car to work. You could learn, man, I'm the type of person that's late all the time, right? Because mastering self is not about being some type of, it's not that. Some people going to reach that naturally, G-Holy. But I'm saying, the God, G-Holy, I'm saying, like, it's not about that. It's about knowing who you are so that you can make the proper adjustments and get the results that you want through that. Like, you might know, man, I come on too strong. I'm really abrasive. Like, so when I meet people, I got to tone myself down. That's self-mastery. You might not think of it like that because everybody thinks of just meditating and coming up with some shit. Let me tell you what that's not. That's not, that's definitely self-mastery. But that's not like a super potent way to master self, is to just sit there in a corner and like not think about nothing and just, that's a super good way to be like high vibrational and attract things that'll help you master self for sure. But like self-mastery is like action. Even if it's action in your mind, it's action, because you got to test yourself to know yourself. But if we talking about self-mastery on a universal level, then you could just look around and master self through nature. You get what I'm saying? You can master self through the world that you created, because the world that you created is self. All your friends, if you add up all of your friends, they would equal out to you. They would culminate into something that looked exactly like you. You know why? Because you brought them in. You attracted them, which means they are reflection automatically. So all your close friends, if you put them together, they'd be you. And if they put all their friends together, it'd be them. Because you got to understand the fractal language of the universe. The universe shows you yourself in fractions, because you are a fraction right now as a reflection of the ultimate creator, the grand creator. The creator itself had to break itself into fractions to see itself. So as a reflection of something that had to break down itself to see itself, what do you think as a reflection, meaning made in its image, meaning you have that same power, meaning you have that same energy flow? So you will also see yourself in a fractalized way. You will look at everything in your life, and it'll all add up to you all the time. And it's impossible not to. So some people think that things are in their life that's like not of them. Maybe it's something you got to purge, because we all know we in purgatory or purgatory or a place where we supposed to squeeze out everything that's not necessary for the next level. Right. So this whole experience on earth is a purging. Right. So I don't know where I was going with that one. Be honest. I don't know where I was going with that one. But if you don't really get how do you, like, for instance, the 12s and the 7s. Let's go there. The 12s and the 7s. That's a language from God. Every 7 you ever see is earthly. Every 12 you ever see is heavenly. Now go read the Bible again. Go read the Bible again and look at all the 7s and see how I relate to earth, and look at all the 12s and see how I relate to the heavens. Guaranteed. That's a code from God. That's a code for how God's energy flows. God is looking at that, though. You got to understand. God is looking at that and studying itself through you and saying, oh, when I break myself down in an earthly manner, it all breaks down to 7 all the time. When I break myself down in a heavenly manner, it all breaks down to 12 all the time. And God is taking notes on itself. So what you think you should be doing? You should be looking around, seeing what's up, taking notes, mastering self. Now, the other part of mastering self, I will make this a part 2. The other part of mastering self is doing the personal work. And like I said, that's not always sitting in the corner, wisdom pose, with your legs crossed and just thinking of nothing. Like I said, that will make you extremely dangerous in a good way as far as pulling in energy. But that will not make you aware. That will not make you aware. Only the weird part about awareness is you can't learn it. That's the crazy part about consciousness, which is awareness, is nobody can, like, give it to you. It's the only thing on the plane. And I say plane and not planet, because for clear reasons, it's the only thing on this plane that you can't just give somebody. Like, if you ever did any type of homeschool or anything like that, you know what I'm talking about, because you could be right there with the consciousness awareness that 3 times 3 is 9. And you like, yo, if you do 3 3 times is 9, this is so simple to me. But you're sitting there with your 4th grader, or with whatever age you learn multiplication, you're sitting there with your 3rd or 4th grader, and you like, listen, it's so simple. You got 3, you add another 3, that's 6, you add another 3, that's 9. And they sit there and be like, mom, dad, I don't get it. You can't make somebody aware. You get what I'm saying? So this just goes back, just to end it off, this goes back to self-mastery. Self-mastery is about wanting to master self. If you don't want to master self, the universe can give you all the tools to master self. Everything in your life. Boom, 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 boom. I done seen people that had way more opportunity to master self than me, in my opinion. When I look at their life, I'd be like, damn, I would have been that nigga at 8. They had the whole setup. Damn, these are things I learned at fucking 25 that they had right in their face at 10. Damn, it doesn't matter. If you do not want to become more aware, if you do not want to become more conscious, if you don't want to become more spiritual, if you don't want to become that nigga, you're not going to become that nigga. And you're never going to be a God. And you're never going to master self. It's all about you wanting. Because when you want to do stuff, the universe start aligning things for you. And you start seeing things more. And you start, even get to a place where you might start having visions, and now God is working with you, and you start seeing all these angel numbers, and everything is synchronized. But that all comes from the want. See, when your will start working with God's will, now your wills is churning. Now you're working at maximum speed. I always say that. Your will, you can impose your will on the world, right? But you got to understand, when your will match up with God's will, meaning you live in your purpose. See, your purpose is your purpose, and your purpose is God's purpose for you. So now you're going with 2 forces. You're going with your own will And you going with God's will. Now you at God's speed. Nothing can stop you. But to get to that point, you got to want to get there. You got to want to master self. So if you want to be lazy, just like the video game analogy I always use. When you turn on the video game, you do not have to do anything. You can just sit there and the shit going time out and be like, game over. That's you dying. You can just sit on Earth, eat marshmallows, die. No, your purpose not fulfilled. That's your will. You could do that, whatever. But if you want to play the game going to start working with you. It's something called momentum. When you start playing the game start playing with you. So the only way to master self and become that nigga or a guy like myself is to actually want to do it. When you want to do it, you start seeing it. Damn. Okay, boom. This reflection of self. All right, look, I know. Okay, boom. Like I said, I know I'm the type of person to be late. All right, let me be early to offset being late. Boom. Okay, I know I'm some type of person that, you know, I got issues with my dad or my mom. Boom. Let me go inside. Let me fix that. Let me make sure that I'm not carrying that trauma around. Boom. Let me let that go. Boom. And then you just end up this grand fucking wizard. But all because you wanted to see how to do it. Because the universe going to constantly give you the tools. The universe will never stop giving you the tools. God will never give up on you. That's the merciful side of God. When you look at the motherfucking Kabbalah tree and you see the Satan side and you see the God side or the fucking the two pillars of God or whatever the fuck they say. And the with the Kabbalah, you got to understand. God's merciful side is like your mom. It's nurturing. It's never going to give up on you. God in the Bible always explained itself this way. Hey, I got a wrath and I got a merciful side. That's. I'm going too deep. I'm going too deep. But just know, God will never give up on you. And God is trying to work with you. But you got to work with yourself to work with God. So the easiest way to master self is to want to. Gain that awareness. Fix those things within your life that's you carrying. That's, you know, heavy. And it's just like that. So self-mastery part two is going to be crazy because I'm already getting the ideas in my mind now for what I'm will eventually say to y'all, you know, if you hang on that long. So as usual, man, I'm the guy G-Holy. This ran over probably 6 minutes past what I wanted it to, but it's all good because when I get in the flow, I'm in the flow. It's the guy G-Holy. It's been the Dream Team Manifest, I think part 26, chapter 26 rather, and we out of here.